Audiobooks.com Publishing presents The Other End of the Leash by Patricia B. McConnell. Read by Ellen Archer. Copyright 2016 by Audiobooks.com Publishing. Print and ebook copyright 2002 by Patricia B. McConnell. Notes from the author. All of the people and dogs that are described in this book are based on real people and real dogs, but family problems are very intimate things, whether they relate to dogs or people or both. So in order to protect people's privacy, I have changed the names of all the dogs, except mine, and all the clients that I mention in this book. In some cases, I changed the breed of the dog or the sex of the client. Many of my clients will no doubt relate to some of the cases that I describe, because so many of the problems that I see are shared by hundreds, if not thousands, of dog owners. If you think you recognize yourself or your own dog, know that you're not alone. I probably saw dozens or hundreds of people and dogs with the same issues. Unless, by chance, you're bursting with pride about being mentioned in the book, in that case, of course it's about you. A word of caution and supportive advice. If you have a serious or potentially serious behavioral problem with your dog, don't hesitate to find good professional assistance. There's actually very little that's intuitive about handling and training a dog, especially one with a serious behavioral problem, and there's no substitute for getting a helpful coach who can help you one-on-one. You wouldn't try to learn basketball just by reading a book, so if you need to play the game, do what any parent would do for their child, and find a good, knowledgeable coach. Don't be embarrassed, as people often are about coming to see me for help with their dog. I don't know anyone who finds it humiliating to take his car to a mechanic. But as with mechanics, there's a huge range of expertise and ethics out there. Be sure to find someone who is well-versed in using positive reinforcement and who is just as kind to you as they are to your dog. And don't hesitate to talk to your vet about your dog's health. Sometimes behavioral problems derive from physical ones. And finally, a note to the listeners. Rather than using he exclusively or awkwardly using he and she when I refer to generic dogs, I have alternated between he and she throughout the book. It's just simpler, and in writing and dog training, simpler is almost always a good thing.
For supporting photographs and a list of references, please visit www.patriciamcconnell.com/OEL.
Introduction. It was twilight, so it was hard to tell exactly what the two dark lumps on the road were. Cruising at 70 miles an hour on the interstate, tucked between a station wagon and a semi, I was contentedly driving home from a herding dog trial. But as the black shapes got closer, my state of serenity shifted. They were dogs. Live dogs, at least for the moment. Straight out of a Walt Disney movie, an old golden retriever and an adolescent heeler mix were trotting in and out of the highway, oblivious to the danger. Years ago, I had watched a dog hit head-on by a car, and I'd give a lot to get the image out of my mind. It seemed inevitable that it was going to happen again. I pulled off the road and parked behind another truck. Friends from the trial who were driving ahead of me had also seen the dogs. We exchanged terrified looks and ran back toward the dogs on our bank of the stream of traffic, the dogs across the lanes as if across a flooding river. They looked friendly, used to people, perhaps even happy to see something with legs instead of tires. Traffic was moving fast across all four lanes. Visibility was poor. The traffic noise was deafening. There was no way the dogs could have heard us speak to them. At just the wrong time, the dogs started ambling across the road to us,